That movie sucked.
I kind of liked it.
Movie Night Crew Network.
Welcome to Phantoms Gone Wrong. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Carrie.
And this week, we're covering a movie we've only seen twice.
So we like it, but we're not, like, super fans yet.
I think the problem is that it only came out, like, what, a month ago? So there's only so many times you can watch the same movie in a month.
I don't see a problem there. I just think we didn't have much time to watch it more than twice.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we both watched it separately the first time, and then we both watched it together, so I could take notes for you.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't think you said anything super important to the notes, though.
It's because you don't listen to me.
Nope.
What's new?
I never do. So we watched Crush. Mm-hmm. So if you got Hulu, it's that new Pride movie with who's in this movie?
The girl from Moana, right?
It's the girl from Moana, Auli'i Cravalho. I'm hoping I'm saying her name right.
Cravalho? I thought it was Caravello or something. How is it spelt?
Where's the page for this movie?
Oh, yeah, Cravalho.
Cravalho. And Rowan Blanchard, and fuck, what's the third girl's name?
It's not
Isabella Ferreira. Yeah. I mean, that's the main, like, love triangle going on in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it. Oh, yeah, this is another one of our Pride movies, because I saw this and I was like, damn, yeah, this is the awkward teen gaze. I love it.
I just remember seeing her interviewed and she talked about how she loved being in the movie because most of the cast was LGBT in some way. And I thought that was wonderful for her. So she said she had a really good time with it because of that. So it's a very
Did you know
movie.
That Natasha Lyonne produced it of But I'm a Cheerleader fame?
Now, who is that? Which one was she?
She produced it.
Oh, okay. The actress.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to figure out who she was from But I'm a Cheerleader. Now I looked her up. The actress.
Yeah. It's the main girl from But I'm a Cheerleader produced this movie.
That's a very clean-cut movie for her. Well, she was the star of the American Pie movies, or one of the stars from American Pie. Not exactly like a squeaky clean-cut. Although they did do a lot of drugs in this movie, I must say.
They did a lot of fucking... Oh my God.
I have to be honest. I don't know what kids in high school are doing these days, but if they're doing as much drugs and drinking as much as these kids were, as sophomores and juniors in high school, I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, don't do drugs before your brain is fully developed, kids.
I mean, they did a lot. They didn't just like just have a smoke. They were like seriously doing drugs and drinking a lot.
If you are an adult, I will support you if you want to do that, but like, don't do it when you're a child. No, don't do drugs, kids.
I fully support all adults doing drugs. It depends on the drugs, I guess. But
depends on the drugs. Depends on how well the person is at coping
and the situation at hand. But yeah, in this case, it was just a bunch of high school kids blowing off steam in an excessive amount of use.
Like, but I've definitely seen enough high school movies with alcohol, but like, this is just an excessive amount of drugs as well.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I don't know what your kids again in high school are doing, but stop.
The important thing is that this movie was gay, and we not only had lesbian rep, bisexual rep, and non-binary rep, just all the good reps. We got all the good reps.
I mean, some fun stereotypes too, like the cowboy, you know, the cowgirl lesbian.
She was a horse girl.
A horse girl lesbian. And then we had the Wicca lesbian.
Listen, the Wicca girl is my favorite.
She's a Wicca girl, but she's like a ninja. She like had a plan and she's hiding undercover darkness doing her little plan there.
And then she shows up whenever you like turn your face. Like, you're like, oh, okay,
that's
you're
what
here.
I said. She's like a ninja. She just like pops out of nowhere.
I love her so much. Wonderful. All right, what's this movie about? Give us a little synopsis.
Oh, it's a girl meets girl kind of story with a twist.
It's a girl
love
meets
triangle.
World?
Girl meets girl. It's a twist. There's
Sorry,
a
the
little
main character
love triangle.
Was in girl meets world.
Imagine, if you will, being in high school and being in love with someone, having the biggest crush ever on them, and when you finally decide you're going to make your move, you fall in love with their sister. That's basically what happens.
Oops!
That's basically what happened.
Classic story, tale as old as time.
Yep. I mean, they are twin sisters, so I mean, there's that, but still.
They're not identical, though.
They aren't identical, and they don't both have exactly the same, you know, interests.
Yeah.
Close, but not exact.
Yeah. It's a very cute movie.
And on the sideline, there's some political drama and a whole lot of sex with her best friend. Not she with
what,
her best friend, her best friend
unquote,
and his girlfriend.
Political drama. It's like not even really drama, though.
It's funny. Just,
I love it. Okay, well, let's get into this movie.
Let's get into the movie.
Of course, the movie starts off with like a montage of like drawings and pictures and stuff, because you know what the important thing about this movie? The main character is an artist.
Yep. Actually, did you know two of the main characters are artists?
Well, I mean, yeah, we learn that later. Spoilers.
Well, no, it both starts off with they're trying to find out who the rogue artist is in the school. So, I mean, it is always the main King character. We just don't know who it is. King Pun. Because they make funny pictures.
Yeah, because all of the, all the images and stuff they make, they like...
They're punny.
They have like a funny phrase and it's got a pun in it and it's great.
They're all punny. All against things.
I want a bunch of them on t-shirts now, please.
I'm sure you can find the images and Google them and print them and put them on a t-shirts if you really wanted to.
Probably. All right, let's see if we can remember like this plot very well, because like I said, I only saw it twice, so I do not remember everything in order.
You said mom is very supportive. Mom is a big slut.
So yeah, like giant mom slut. Often comes into what's the main character's name? Paige's room, like just a lot, and she gives her like dental dams and sex books and stuff like that. It's wonderful. Yeah. Also, we get right off the bat that like main character Paige is a lesbian, and like her mom's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, Paige is a lesbian. Mom was a very independent woman, a little slutty but independent. Didn't want to be in a relationship, so had her. Well, no, she had her like
she's very slutty.
No, oh okay, she's very slutty. Yes, yes, all over the place. With one particular person in this movie. She's we don't know who Baby Daddy is because of this.
She's sexually just like...
Free.
Free, flowing. She's not tied down to anyone.
She likes to have a
lot of likely
sex.
Men.
As far as we can tell, men.
As far as we can tell, she is straight. But like, slutty. You know, she's had sex with many men and we have no idea who the baby daddy is. It's not important to the story.
No. Nope.
At all.
The only thing that's important is that there isn't a baby daddy and mom likes to sleep around. Because it's a side story. Because that's the fun side story. One of them.
It's not even really a side story. It's just the fact that mom just keeps flirting with one of the teachers.
Flirting? And like, I mean, at the end of the movie, they're straight up gonna have sex. On video.
You never see... you never see any of that stuff. So it's like not even a plot. It's just like commentary in the background.
Well, who wants to really see that in a Hulu movie? I mean, it's not like a rated X movie. You're not gonna see sex.
Yeah, but like, I mean, it's still...
They're flirting.
You can still see like sex or sex adjacent things,
but it's not about
in a movie
it's,
that
because it's not about
what was this,
enough.
Is rated R or something?
No, probably adult or something
or what, whatever the mature audiences, whatever it's called when it's on streaming. But I assume that's for all of the drugs because nothing else in this
drugs.
Movie really goes anywhere.
No, it's just a lot of drugs.
It's
a
just
lot
a lot of fucking drugs.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're just
cut out the drugs and the language, and then this movie is like PG-13.
Yeah. The only actual sex we see, and we don't actually see it, is her best friend and his girlfriend come really close a lot.
Again, you see them like undercover, so it's more just suggestive than anything else.
I know, but they're just like constantly going at each other like all the time everywhere. It doesn't matter where they are.
So one of the next things that we see in this movie is we're introduced to the himbo best friend. His name is Dylan. We never see him not with Paige. Like he basically like stays at her house. We don't know
if he has
anything about his home life.
Nope.
If he has one, he basically lives with Paige.
He's either with Paige or with his girlfriend or with Paige and his girlfriend. That's it. You never see him
exactly.
Anywhere else.
And him and his girlfriend are very, very sexually active.
Yes. They're very, very, very intimate with each other all the time.
And they're both running for student council president.
Yeah, a student body
just,
president.
They're supportive
council,
of each other. And like, they don't care. Also, like, it's very obvious that like the girlfriend is going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, she's gonna win for sure, but it doesn't matter because it's just about them both being interested in their, you know, it's their relationship. It works.
Yeah.
He'll be the supportive first husband.
He's gonna
or whatever,
be the first gentleman
of the high school. He's
exactly,
not a gentleman. He is not a gentleman.
Yeah, I think that, but that's what they call him at the
he's
end.
He's a good it's guy, like, but he's not a gentleman.
He's a himbo. That's he is in fact a himbo. Once again, I know you disagreed with like my himbo rating in the last one, but like this is a himbo best friend to a lesbian. It is a trope. It's a trope. You get the himbo, usually straight guy, best friend to a lesbian, and that's how like the friendship is.
Okay.
It's great. I love it. So, they're going to school, and then
this is a flashback.
I don't remember all the plot here, but yeah, we get the flashback.
So she talks about the girl that she has a crush on. Mm-hmm. And this, we get a flashback of when he first met. Wasn't that the egg thing? Oh, yeah.
That's Egg Day, as they call it. Which is so cute. They're like, maybe like 8 or something.
Yeah.
And they have to raise an egg, quote unquote. They just have to like not drop it, I guess.
It's one of those things that you always see in TVs as a way to get people together on like school.
But it's still funny when they're like, they look like they're like 8 years old. I feel like you do that more in like high school or something.
Yeah. Well, this town is apparently very progressive, since high schoolers are like hardcore drunken fools. So it's a very progressive town.
They don't support that. They just don't see it. So yeah. So this flashback of Egg Day, Paige is initially sitting with this girl in a beanie who walks off, and then someone else sits next to her, and this becomes her major crush. Her name is Gabby. Mm-hmm. And Paige has been in love with her ever since, because they shared this egg and they touched hands that one time when they were children.
This is when she probably realized
that the egg was named Lentil. I think that's an important fact because I wrote it down. I thought that was so funny. They're like, what shall we name it? Lentil.
That's cute. Lentil the egg. That's a cute name for an egg.
It's so cute.
It could have been corny like Egbert, but they went with something cute like Lentil.
I would have said Egbert. Honestly, that would be me. Or Bob.
Bob. I like Bob.
Bob Bobbington. Oh, third. All right. And also, there's this thing. Whenever Paige sees someone she likes, she sees like weird like rainbow paints or whatever flashing in the background. And you know, it's just one of those little motifs that goes on whenever she's like, ooh, I like this person. Mm-hmm. So she sees Gabby in the halls and oh my goodness, there's a rainbow, because getting the feels. She's so cute. I like her. Da, 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 da. Okay, so yeah, we get the whole thing about King Pun is explained like a little bit. And some people are like passing by in this is back in the present day. People think that, oh, it's Paige. This is one asshole's like, obviously it's you because you're the only artist in the school. Okay, like,
she's the
sure.
only artist in the school. He's just she's the not, only she's one obviously he knows not. Of. She's just the only one he knows of. But yeah, so everybody's thinking it's her, but this King Pun is like all over the place, and she feels like, you know, either this person is trying to one-up her or trying to get her blamed for something. We still don't get that, you know, until she does get blamed.
She's not blamed yet, but like, yeah, it's still just like little hints of like, maybe it's her because she's the only artist around. I wrote down this because the boyfriend and girlfriend, what's Dylan and Stacy were just making out like so much in the hallway, and Paige said, oh, it's so straight, it's almost gay. That was funny. So we get introduced to a couple of the lesbians in the school. We got the Wicca girl, who I've already said, I love her so much. Word on the street is that she has been trying to get Paige to fall in love with her. She's trying to brew a love potion.
She's been brewing a love potion. Yeah, she every time we see her, she's kind of like looking at Paige like kind of interestingly.
Like, has it worked yet? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
And you know,
and then Paige is like, what?
Leading questions and things like that. It's kind of interesting. And then of course it's the horse girl lesbian, because you know, you gotta
I'm
have
pretty
that.
Sure she was Ginger.
Don't remember, huh? Okay, we only watched this a couple times.
And then we get Gabby, the popular girl's on and off ex, who is non-binary. Love that. But also, Paige would not want to date Gabby's ex because awkward, weird. Mm-hmm. And then there's one more who is, they call the gateway gay. I don't remember half these people's names.
AJ.
But she's apparently fingered like half the people in the school.
Oh, that's not AJ. So, that's someone else. Yeah, okay.
That's someone else. No, then there's AJ, who is, I have to remember people's names, Gabby's twin sister, who is bi, but everybody apparently forgets that because she doesn't date as much. So.
And she hasn't dated at all.
Yeah, exactly. So Paige talks to Gabby for like 2 seconds, but butterflies, rainbows, just not Mm-hmm. He's just not able to pay attention. And then immediately after that, she's sent to the principal's office. Because who do they think King Pun is?
Well, they sent to the principal's office because it was evidence against her. She went into the art room and she had her own set of keys. So the gym teacher was hiding out in the locked room of the art room waiting for someone to come in. And when she comes in with the set of keys, he jumps and says, "I knew it was you. Go to the principal's office. You're in trouble now."
I feel like did we get like an actual explanation for why she has the keys? Is it just because she's the one who goes in there enough?
I'm thinking it's because she's an artist. She takes art classes and it makes sense that she might have the key for something, maybe a project. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's just, yeah, she's the only person who has a key besides, I guess, the art teacher. So.
Have they ever heard of picking a lock?
We don't actually hear anything about an art teacher.
Honestly, unless it's a security door, anybody could pick a lock.
This is true. Anybody could pick a lock.
To get into my own house.
Oh.
Not this one. This was when I was a kid. But still, you can pick locks. So, I mean, if she was King Pun, if someone was King Pun, they could probably pick a lock. Or maybe they're smart enough to make a copy of the key somehow. Artists,
that is,
you know,
also true.
Could maybe make a copy.
You never know. You never know.
And we don't find out.
The principal is kind of nuts. I like her and I don't at the same time. Like, she just does not care. She's just like, yeah, I think it's you. I don't really like care if it isn't. I just need to punish somebody, basically.
So you're suspended.
Yeah, but it's fine because Paige has an idea. She vaguely paid attention to what Gabby was saying, and it was about track.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? All of the main characters that are important are on the track team.
And the track team needs more participants. There's not enough people to field a full mm-hmm. track team right now. So they're having tryouts today. And the guy who bagged uh-huh. her happens to be the gym teacher / track coach.
Coach.
Oh, yeah. And he's a male whore, too.
Yeah, that's the guy that mom's gonna flirts slut with around constantly. With. It's great and also creepy. So they agree to a deal that she will try to find who King Pun is, and in the meantime she will join track because she doesn't have any extracurriculars. She really wants to go to some art school.
Yeah, there's an art school program in the summer that she wants to go to, and she can participate if they give her a recommendation. And the principal's like,
CalArts.
Even if you hadn't gotten in trouble, I couldn't recommend you because you've never participated in anything. You would have no extracurriculars.
Yeah, so. Seriously, Carol. Like, what?
You got to get those extracurriculars. That's what makes it.
Got to have at least one.
So she's going to, as she said, I'm going to play track. I love how she says, I'm going to play track.
Mm-hmm.
I can play
I'm
track.
I'm surprised there isn't like an art club or something.
You would think. Or anime. Maybe
they just don't
maybe
have
get into
enough
anime
budget.
Art it, you know. I don't know.
The school just doesn't have a budget, I guess, for an art club, which is silly.
Well, there is one other club she could get into, but she's not going to. That would be the Renaissance Club.
That's because the principal loves the whole Renaissance thing.
Oh my god.
And that's
god.
Her whole thing.
Yes, yeah, she's the leader of that group, which is fine.
I think I feel like I would join it specifically to get on her good side, because otherwise she does not care about you. That is the only reason I would
join
that.
I know, the principal's kind of like, you know, whatever. All I care about is this Renaissance thing. I don't care about anything else.
It's wonderful. Yeah, so.
And then mom flirts with the coach.
Yeah, mom flirts with the coach. I don't need to talk about that one note because we've already mentioned it. So let's skip to the first day of track. Paige apparently looks like a bottom in her outfit. That was the comment that someone else
that
made.
She looks like a bottom? Oh, God.
Yeah, because she's dressed just super inappropriately. Like,
well, because she's never played
like,
track
her
before.
Her shoes are not running shoes.
Someone who's never played track doesn't know about running shoes and appropriate clothing. Now, if you run track, then you know what to wear and how to dress and what shoes to
wear. I would at the very least know not to wear Converse. To run track.
Yeah, but
those are not the kind of shoes you want for that.
It takes a while for Paige to figure this out, as we find out when she has her first practice meet, her side practice with her little friend. And she shows up with nothing but a giant coffee instead of water or Gatorade.
I mean, I understand why she had a coffee. She was hungover that time, so it's fine.
I would have come with a coffee and a Gatorade.
Both. Exactly. You get both.
Both are good for a hangover, too.
So yeah, first day, well, I don't remember which it was. It does not go well. She still gets on the team, but like, she needs help. She is barely accepted onto this team, so she's assigned a buddy, a track buddy who's gonna help train her. And it's not Gabby.
Nope, it's her AJ.
AJ, huh? I wonder if she's important.
Hint, hint. So now that she's on the track team, now she gets to go to the track team parties. Isn't that tonight?
I don't remember if it's a track team party, but it is a high school party,
but most
least.
Of track teams there.
So Paige realizes, Kingpin has made a post and it looks like it might be about a party. I'm gonna go investigate at this party.
Just so happens her best friend's girlfriend is throwing it, isn't it? Isn't it her party?
Yes. It is Stacy's party. It's usually Stacy's stuff. But yeah, I think it's funny that like literally Stacy, Dylan, AJ, and Gabby are all on this track team. Mm-hmm. Literally all of the main characters are just on this fucking
team. You think her best friend could have tried to set her up with either of the other girls ever before? I mean, if he's on the track team with them, he really could have. If he was a good wingman, he would have done that.
Yeah.
He's a terrible
Listen,
wingman.
He helps the plot along later. So right now, the party, we already mentioned how much there is at this party. Right off the bat, Paige is like, okay, I need a partner to help me so we can do bad cop, good cop. And she chooses AJ because she's like, you have to be my best friend for track stuff right now anyway. So like,
you can help me.
You're going to help me out with this because I need someone to help me. So they interrogate like all of the lesbians for some reason, I guess because they're the other named characters. And then like that one asshole guy who accused Paige of being Kingpin.
Who accuses her at every turn.
Mm-hmm. And that's her greatest lead. It's either Wicca Girl or him.
Because Wicca Girl always looks at her kind of crazy.
Yep. It's like, it's got to be one of those two. So, yeah. She gets super drunk.
Super, super, at this duper party. Drunk.
Super duper drunk. So the next day when she has training with AJ in the morning, yeah, she's got a giant coffee. She's like, I might still be drunk.
Yep.
AJ's already with like a Gatorade and she's all set. And then just Paige is like hopeless.
So Paige doesn't run. So Paige is being told they're going to run 3 miles. Yikes.
I think she nearly died just like a little bit.
A lot.
It's fine.
Wouldn't you if you had to run 3 miles cold after never running before in your life?
Yeah. I don't like it. Nope. But I would also have brought a Gatorade.
Both.
Because I don't drink coffee.
I'd bring both. Both, again, are good for a hangover.
AJ's real cool. I don't think I mentioned, but, like, it's hard to tell, but you can see, like, sometimes the lighting in this movie. She's got, like, cool dyed hair where it's like it's black but like it's dyed like dark blue. Did you notice that at all?
I don't remember noticing that. Now I'm gonna end up googling pictures of that just to verify.
Watch the movie again. I swear that like I kept seeing it. I'm like, ooh, her hair, it's like looking blue like in the light just ever so slightly. I don't know, it looked really pretty. And she's just like, she's got this whole bad girl thing going on, even though she's like not really a bad girl. She seems standoffish to everybody. And it just like, yeah, you seem like the kind of girl who would have a leather jacket and all this. It just like, I don't even own a leather jacket. Why doesn't she? It's a good question.
Get said there's blue AJ in her hair? Jacket. I'm not seeing the blue, but okay.
I definitely saw blue.
Oh, and AJ's the one who is played by Moana.
Yes.
Yeah, I still don't see blue, but okay.
Do you not see the like... The hair, like, on the bottom is, like, a different color than, like, the hair on the top. It's, like, a bluish.
Okay, sure.
I'm just saying.
What's the picture? She's got a ponytail, so it's kind of hard to see.
Yeah. All right. So, what else is happening? The next thing I wrote down was a montage of investigation / flirting. I don't even remember what happened there. I think, I do remember there are a few montages in this movie. So that might have been just a montage of, like, her hanging out with AJ and vaguely flirting and also investigating. I know they also, like, looked at some... They talked about, you know, like, their backstories and shit. They were like, oh, I'm an artist. And, like, I want to go to this Cal Arts program, but, like, the whole Kingpin thing is really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They're being cute. And also there's the scene with the skateboard.
Oh, because she's a skater girl and you like that.
I love that. Okay? She was a skater girl.
Is this when we find the notebook?
Yes. Right after they have the little cute moment where Paige is on the skateboard and AJ's trying to, like, help her stand up, then Paige finds the notebook. She's like, oh, this must be Kingpin's.
King Kong must have been nearby recently.
Yeah, rewatching the movie, it's just like, it's so funny every time, I think. Just knowing, oh my god, oh, this thing, King Pun, oh, this thing. It's like, man, if only you knew. So they decide to, they DM King Pun to be, to like meet at the high school at night or something, and then they do a stakeout. It's very weird. And then what happens during the stakeout with like, it's all the main characters. It's like the five friends, and they see the asshole guy's car.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around the school. It's like, what's going on? Is it him? But they never actually meet King Pun. The important thing there is that Gabby instead goes with Paige to do some of the stakeout stuff, and they have the most awkward kiss
ever. Gabby's been waiting for this kiss forever and ever and ever. No, Paige has been waiting for this kiss forever and ever and ever. And when they finally kiss, it's very awkward and not exactly pleasant.
This is Paige's first kiss. No wonder it's bad, but also just like, wow, that was awkward.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you have this first crush, it's not a good crush. This wasn't a good crush. But it motivated her to move forward in life, so there you go.
Yeah, it did. And she got another crush.
Yep.
Yeah. Later on, when they're talking to Paige's mom about the whole first kiss thing with Gabby, mom is just like, oh yeah, like, you'll be a great kisser someday. You know, I was in a French kissing contest and I won.
I thought she said her grandmother was in a French kissing contest and won.
Was it her grandmother?
I think it was her grandmother won a French kissing contest. She's from a long line of
slutty
women.
Either way, are these real?
I have no idea. Well, teenagers could hold their own, I guess, because, you know, it wouldn't be unsurprising.
I just have questions. Mm. Yeah. So they're having a track meet. And they all have to go to a hotel because I guess they're traveling for a track meet.
I love this
situation. What do you think all these teenagers are going to do?
They're going to
What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to have a party. But what's even better is when he pairs them off for the rooms.
Yeah.
This is the best part. He's like, I know most of you are gay.
Yeah.
But I don't want girls in the guys' rooms and I want guys in the girls' rooms. Hello! They're almost all gay!
It's not really helpful.
It's not very helpful.
Like, you didn't do anything important. So yes, obviously, we'll get to that situation. But like, the important thing is Paige and AJ are in the same room and there's only one bed. So it's the trope.
It's, yeah.
But right now we're at the track meet party, which again, drugs and alcohol. Also, apparently mouthwash, because it was weird.
They basically took all the little bottles they could find in the hotel room from the mini bar, and the mouthwash was in the sink. Mouthwash has alcohol in it, so they figured they got the mouthwash too.
It does, but like, really? Don't drink that.
You say that like alcoholics don't drink mouthwash. Sadly, they do. Sadly, they do.
It's so stupid.
That's why they have to make alcoholic-free mouthwash for people who are alcoholics, because otherwise they can't use mouthwash. It's sad. Just like cold medicine, too. You could drink the cold medicine.
I don't want to drink either of these things because they both taste terrible.
I'm just saying.
I don't understand the appeal.
But then they play seven minutes in heaven?
But I don't get it.
I love that they played like 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, okay, but it's like, it's 7 minutes in the bathroom.
Well, because they had to have a private space, right? So it's usually like a closet. This time it's the bathroom.
Yeah. I just want to know how long it's going on, because it seems like so many people are going in there and then going back in there. It also looked like at least one threesome went in there, if not a couple.
But at one point, so our girls get to go in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, who gets picked? Paige is picked. And then another phone is picked. And oh, the sisters have the same exact phone. What's your phone background? AJ's like, mine is Valkyrie from...
It was not Valkyrie on the phone.
It was not. It was actually Gabby's phone. But Dylan was like, AJ, you go.
Nothing like this is purposely making it awkward for the whole night, which is awesome.
Well, you know what? He knew. He knew that AJ was the better choice. He also really wanted his best friend to just get over Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Really wanted her to.
And well, the kiss was awkward, so you have to get over her now. It's no good.
Yep. So they like, they talk and they're real cute. Also, they just have this whole thing throughout the movie where they say random animal facts and they're just such nerds. I love it. Mm-hmm. And Paige is just like chilling in the tub.
And then they kiss.
And then they kiss. Like, is it going to be awkward tomorrow? Just kiss.
This is what we're here for. Let's do this, girl. Come on.
Yep. So only one bed. So for a bit, they are flirting.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. How does it turn bad? What does she bring up?
It turns...
I know Paige ruins it.
Okay, so the sister ruins it, I thought.
Does she, though? No, no, because they're in bed and they're, like, talking. And then at some point, Paige ruins it so that AJ doesn't want to talk to her anymore. And you are looking at me like I'm insane.
I don't recall. I know that they didn't end up talking anymore. I don't know what it was. I don't recall. I have no clue. Maybe it was something about King Pan.
I know they didn't. It might have been something about King Pan or something about Gabby. But I just remember that AJ got a little bit annoyed with Paige. So Paige goes out. It's like, I'll just go to the vending machine, get like a snack or drink or something. Guess who's there? It's Gabby. And Gabby is drunk as fuck. And then Gabby tries to kiss Paige. And Paige is like, nope. Nah.
Can't do that. Nope. Not interested.
I'm interested in AJ now. But she doesn't say that.
She says someone else.
She's like, I'm someone else. So she walks her back to her room. It's fine. They're good.
It's not fine.
But it's fine right now. Like, Gabby is understanding. She doesn't try to force herself. But the next day, they have the track meet. And then they get second place. And yay! Everybody's all happy.
Mm-hmm. Until?
Until all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
So Gabby said she wants to, like, apologize to Paige about the whole, like, trying to kiss her thing. In front of everybody?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I shouldn't have tried to kiss you last night when I was drunk kind of thing. And
she also mentioned the first kiss that they had. And AJ, like, gets so mad because she thinks that she's the second choice. Because that's been her whole life. Like, her twin sister has always been the quote-unquote better twin.
Everybody has to have someone in their family who gets, like, all the extra accolades. Unless you're an only child. And
Then it's everybody, just, like, all your cousins and the next-door neighbor gets all the accolades.
That's bullshit. Not for you.
Talk to grandma.
Well, that's grandma. Grandma doesn't count. This is with her parents. Grandma doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. So that all comes out. AJ is super mad and she's like, well, guess what? I'm King Pun. Shocker.
Yeah.
Did you see it coming?
Yeah. Of course cool. I did.
I thought it was very obvious. I was just like, she's gonna be King Pun, right? Like, she's gonna be King Pun.
Pretty much from the very beginning.
Because that's the only way that this is gonna end.
Yeah. So King Pun is now revealed, but now what is Gabby gonna do? Or Paige gonna do?
Yeah, what's Paige gonna do?
Paige,
like,
she's supposed to turn her in, but is she gonna turn her in?
But she can't, because if she turns her in, well, that's okay, I think that was part of their conversation they had in bed, is that, like, AJ's whole thing is that she has to be, like, all of this because her parents have so many expectations on her.
And that's why she can't do the
and
art.
And that she can't, yeah, so she's like, she feels like she can't do art, she can't do the stuff that she wants to do. Which, I mean, she at least does seem like she likes track, mm-hmm. but she can't do other stuff, and she has to get, like, the best grades and all this shit. So, lots of pressure, and she's like, I can't reveal myself as King Pun, because then I could get in so much trouble, but yeah.
Okay, you know what? We're talking about this right now, and I'm getting vibes from, like, 50 other teen movies I've ever watched. At the top of my list is, like, Cinderella Story. But, like, yeah. Like, the one person
yeah.
can't be who they want to be. They have to be something else because mom and dad will get upset.
What are the quotes that he says? Because he writes, like, so many, like, poetic phrases. Like, I live in a sea of people trying to be something that they're not.
Exactly.
Like, well, that's literally you, bro. Yeah. We're going to have to cover a Cinderella Story.
We are.
Like,
Now that I made the connection, I mean, I make a connection with a bunch of other movies, but that's the first connection that came to mind because I like that movie.
I love Cinderella Story. I like
the original one.
I like a few of them. The original is the best one, obviously, but I do, in fact, I have seen most of them. I think the Christmas one is the only one I haven't seen. So, wow. Yeah, so then we get to the voting day, and I love Paige just, like, starts skipping the line, trying to get up to AJ. It's like, oh, sorry, I gotta be with my friend. Oh, sorry, mm-hmm. And then she sneaks into, like, the little booth. I love that they have the little booths for, like, student council voting in school.
Well, you know, it's gonna be all above board. I hope they don't gerrymander that school.
It's so silly. I feel like we never had anything that serious at school. So she sneaks into the little booth with AJ. Some guy makes one and was like, if you want to make out, do it somewhere else. She's like, no, I gotta talk to her about this. So, yeah, Paige tries to talk to AJ. It doesn't, like, work out very well, but, like, you know, they're at least trying to be like, no, I didn't like your sister.
I like you.
I liked her, but, like, I don't like her anymore. It's confusing, but, like, you're not the second choice.
But that sounds like she's the second choice, but she isn't the second choice because...
Yeah, she isn't.
An old crush.
The idea. idea in a new relationship. Of Gabby.
Well, yeah, they never it was unrequited. The minute they tried to have even a minute, she realized it was not.
It was just like, no.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, she liked the idea of her. When she got to, like, know her, she's like, nah, friends. But then when she got to know AJ as friends, she's like, oh, I kind of like her.
Yeah.
So
best of both worlds.
It's good stuff. So Paige goes to the principal's office and tries to confess. She's like, I'm King Pun. You caught me. And the principal's like, you're King Pun too? What is this, Spartacus? AJ just came in here and confessed. So I guess AJ's been suspended now.
And Paige is all good. And the principal's going off to Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, she is. But now we have to come up with a plan.
Oh, yes. This is the plan to win over AJ now.
Because it's a rom-com. You have to have one of those things. You mess up. You screw everything up with the love interest. You gotta make it up in a big thing.
So they get all the friends together. Mom and the gym teacher. Everybody's gonna help out.
And even the sister, Gabby's helping.
Absolutely.
Everybody's helping.
Everybody's helping.
So it's the day of, it's not the voting day. It's the day of, they announce who the president is, basically.
The election. Final results.
Results day.
Yes. And of course, guess who wins? The girlfriend.
Dylan!
No.
Right, it's Stacey. Obviously, it was gonna be
Stacey. Dylan got one vote, right?
It's probably him. I think he's the only one who voted for him. It would actually be funny. Wait. Plot twist, I think he voted for his girlfriend and one other person voted for him.
Probably. Maybe his girlfriend did just out of, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe Stacy was the one vote for him.
Just to make him
happy. Because she knew she was going to get it anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I like that.
I mean, she's popular and she's nice. Although she's very slutty.
Yeah. Aren't they? Okay.
They were doing it in front of the gym teacher at the track meet on the field.
I was
going to
say, is it slutty if it's with one person? Is that?
I don't know. It's so. Okay. Maybe not fully slutty. But you know what? Do you really need to jump on someone and start going at it? At the track meet in front of all the parents and the teachers and whatnot? No. But they did. On the school front lawn. I mean...
yeah.
And it's I'm not slut-shaming. It's just like, yeah, okay. She's like crazy.
We forgot to mention that at the party, yeah, they were walked in on by Paige and AJ. And they, while they were basically having sex, they were watching, God, what's her name?
What was it?
Don't make me feel stupid.
It was something
because
political, wasn't
I don't
it?
Remember. It was, yes. I'm gonna,
it was someone doing a campaign all of my speech points. Or something, but I can't think of who it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hillary, was it? No.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Wasn't Liz.
Oh, AOC? Oh,
okay. That would make sense.
Yeah, it was her. Okay, I was like, I know it's initials, and I've forgotten it, and yeah. It was her. Just to show that, like, that's apparently what they get off on, because they were watching us.
They love politics. They love their politics.
I guess so. I don't understand it, but you do you. Yeah, so Stacy's won, and now she invites Paige onto the stage. And also, Gabby has found a way to get the suspended AJ onto campus. She's like, here, I'm going to draw this arrow on the ground. Follow it. It's the shittiest arrow ever drawn. But they end up going to the auditorium and seeing the whole thing. As Paige is revealing this art project, because to get into this CalArts program, she has to draw like a moment that's like important in her life, something that's really meant something. Mm-hmm. And what does she draw? She draws every moment she's ever had with AJ.
All the good
cute.
Ones.
So
all the
fucking
cute moments. All the little meet cute moments. The little.
Well, I think meet cute is just one moment.
I don't know, but it's all those little moments where they're like,
yeah,
have their little intimate. Seconds, I should say, you know, just like,
yeah,
like the kiss in the bathtub, so, and the track
and
all
the skateboard, and yeah, it's very good, it's very cute, love it. So they make up, it's fine.
They convince the principal to do a beautification project, and
yeah, so like the King Pun thing is okay now. She's like, you just gotta say that it was all my idea, like,
oh, and you have to do face painting at the Renaissance Fair.
Yes, that is the
punishment
for the King Pun situation. Is that both AJ and Paige have to do that, so oh well. But they've made up and it's all good and they kiss, and that one asshole guy, like, because they don't have microphones and this whole thing is happening at auditorium, he's just like, what's happening? I can't see, I can't hear, what's going on? And then you see them kiss, it's like, okay, cool.
Everybody's happy, they're all funny. Together. Not that anybody had any idea who Paige was before this, but
nope. No one had any clue. And then
it's so
mom
funny.
And the coach have sex in a room. We don't see it, but
she's videoing the whole thing. And then he says, oh, you videoed it. She's like, yeah, but don't worry. I saved plenty of tape for later. Because in a few minutes, I'm taking you into the office.
Yeah. And that's basically how the movie ends.
It's fun. It's farcical. I love it. Megan Mullally plays the mom. She's hysterical. She likes to play that kind of crazy character, and that's why I loved the mom.
Yeah, and she's gonna be Mrs. Dodds in the Percy Jackson show on Disney Plus. I'm excited.
That's gonna be so weird. That's gonna be weird to see her play that role. We'll see how she plays it. Mrs. Dodds, I always think of being like some, you know, very, I don't know, more like,
She's supposed to look like a demon grandmother.
No, but I mean, the way she's played, I would expect to be like a more stern type of character.
Yeah.
More like McGonagall from Harry Potter. You know, more like that kind of a character. Like,
yeah.
More severe looking than Megan Mullally is going to have to play like that. I don't know. I'm picturing her playing that.
If she's got the range, she can do it.
Oh, she's got the range to be nasty and whatever, but she usually plays it in such a way that she just comes off as being funny and whatever. And like I said,
maybe it'll be funny. Who knows?
She tends to play characters that are similar to the character she played in this. Not exactly, but the same kind of like personality.
Imagine this character, but like Mrs. Dodds.
That's what I'm saying. I just can't picture her playing Mrs. Dodds like this. That would be awesome, by the way. I love Megan Mullally. She's awesome. She's
That reminds me more of the Furies in the game Hades, actually, mm-hmm. because they're very sexual.
Well, see, that would work.
That would work.
That would work. I mean, she's
but
older.
The Percy Jackson ones are supposed to be like old ladies who are evil and stern. All right. Well, if you haven't listened to this podcast before, this is where we talk about what went wrong in the piece of media that we have discussed and how we would try to fix it. Mother, you're gone wrongs, if you have any.
Oh, I think the biggest gone wrong for me is the ridiculous depiction of the crazy amounts of drugs and alcohol these kids consumed.
Especially since they are
track stars. They're athletes.
I don't know. I have like thoughts and feelings. They're not like fully formed, but I'm just like, did they just put like this much like drugs and alcohol, like the language in there to be like, yeah, we don't want
to
like
to make it a Hulu movie.
I was going to say try to get like a PG-13 rating for this kind of thing.
I don't know. I with their athletes, I would expect a little bit of party, but I would also expect
it's just a lot.
The kind of drugs that they would be using would be more performance enhancing kinds of things, you would think, instead of just like everything. I don't know.
I think that's definitely like my biggest critique of this movie. I think my biggest gone wrong is that Paige didn't like get AJ a leather jacket at the end of the movie. I think that should have come around again, and like she should have been like, yeah, this was like my mom's old leather jacket, or something like that. It's like, you know what I mean? Just because that was the whole like, you look like a stereotypical girl who owns like a leather jacket. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. I just thought that would have been funny. I think I forgot to mention, we're talking about the synopsis, that the Wicca girl reveals that she was trying to get Paige to fall in love with AJ the whole time.
Apparently she's been casting a spell for a long time and she's been waiting for it to come through.
Yeah. Also, the girl with the beanie in the flashback was obviously
AJ.
It was obviously AJ. Yeah. Yeah.
And what we find out is all AJ has been like, out as a bisexual for a very long time. When her kiss with Paige was her first kiss, she said too.
Yeah, I just love
unfortunately
that she had the beanie on.
Paige's first kiss was with Gabby.
I just love that she had the beanie on in the flashback because I was like, oh, that girl's gay.
pretty much most of the girls we see, except for the best friend's girlfriend, is gay. The best friend's girlfriend just have a good time in this movie. Maybe there's a little too much but you know what? It's fine. It's high school.
Do we
kids.
Know that
I get
she's
it.
Straight? She could be bi. She could be pan. Who knows?
She could be whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the scheme of things. All that matters is that she and her boyfriend are having a good time.
They are having a very good time.
And she does mention that she's on birth control.
Yes. Yes, she is. Oh, should we say that the gone wrongs that AOC had to witness them having sex?
I'm not gonna say it's a gone wrong, but it is kind of bizarre that they watch political commentary or whatever while having sex.
I mean, it's their kink, I guess.
It is their kink. And again, it's fine. No shaming. No shaming. You can say what you want. I'm not shaming. I think, you know, do what you gotta do.
So I know it's a funny gag, the whole like the mom is flirting with the coach, but like, I don't know. I feel like it goes like a little bit too much at some points, where where, like...
It's a little awkward. It's funny, but it could be seen
almost as harassment. Like, it's just a little bit. Just push it back. Just a little bit.
It didn't need to be there. It was cute. It was. It's her kind of thing to do. Like I said, it's definitely Megan Mullally type of character. It works.
It was funny a couple times. But it just got a little bit too far.
Like I said, at the end when they talk about how they're going to have sex and go video it and then they leave the room, it's like, yeah, that it just went too far. But, you know, it was cute. I don't think it needed to be there. I liked it, but it didn't need to be there. Mom could have just been supportive and a little, you know, a little out there and not gone that far. And it would have been okay.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt the movie. It didn't make me not like it. It just was unnecessary.
Yeah, anything else or?
Nope. I say everybody like should watch this movie. It's a cute movie. It has the heart
it's
feels.
Very good.
It's sweet. I love movies where people fall in love. It's always nice.
It's a good gay rom-com. And it's like, I mean, okay, so I don't like the description on here. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. I read it wrong. Never mind. When I saw Wikipedia, I thought it said coming out film, and it says coming of age.
Coming of age. Yeah, it's not coming out. Everybody's been out way out in this movie already.
I was going to say,
there's nobody
I
in
like
closet.
This movie because it's a queer movie where no one is in the closet. It's not about coming out. It's just about them
finding
having
romance.
A thing for each other. And, like, it's a love triangle that... is kind it's I mean it's not a triangle there never is a full triangle ever
it's
but
like a V do yeah, I go left
it's
or
always
do I go
a
right
V, but like you know what I mean where like the sister liked her she liked the sister she liked the other one she liked her it was still like mutual for most of it mm-hmm. and it just like turned around yeah
there's nothing it was good it was all good
it was very good
yeah. It was definitely coming of age. It was typical, you know, two kids falling in love. I did like the fact that nobody was in the closet, so you didn't deal with any of that craziness. There was no bashing. There was none of that. There was never anything negative about.
Yeah, there wasn't any homophobia
gayness at all. Not a single
like
bit
that.
Of it.
We support this.
We support this. It was just everybody's accepting everybody. You could be straight. You could be gay. You could be really, really, really straight. They were having some fun.
Yeah, you could be basically having sex with your girlfriend in the hallway. And
in the
it's
hallway
fine.
At school, yes. Yeah.
It's fine. All right, let's finish up this conversation. If
more
you guys want to find us online, we're at Fandom Gone Wrong on Twitter. We're at Fandoms Gone Wrong Pod on Instagram and Facebook. We're at Fandoms Gone Wrong Pod at gmail.com if you want to send us an email with your gone wrongs or mm-hmm. what you thought about this movie.
Watch it.
It's a good movie.
It's cute.
Watch it. You can find me specifically. I'm at GreenPixie12 most places except Twitter. I'm at GreenPixie123. I have a drawing Instagram that's at GreenPixieDraws. And I have a YouTube that's at Charlie Mack, MACK. Mother, what is yours?
On Instagram, I can be found at Travel Planning by Carrie.
Woo!
Woo.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
She does the travel agent thing.
I do the travel there. Agent thing. Yeah. Planning trips. Travel more. Enjoy life. That's what I say.
Do it.
Do it.
Alrighty.
It's movie night.
Grab your popcorn.
Grab your coffee.
Grab your friend.
Grab a cat.
Let's go.
Who directed this?
What year did it come out?
Is that that girl from that show?
Who wrote this?
Where's the cat?
Who would you rather bang?
Pass the popcorn.
Does this pass the Bechdel test?
What about the Steve Buscemi test?
Does a woman literally speak in this movie?
Oh my god, a dog.
This reminds me of in Harry Potter when...
Are we recording?
What did the critics say?
It's a guilty pleasure.
What's your rating?
Can you be quiet?
Oh my god.
Movie night crew.
It's just like watching movies with your friends.
And then arguing about it after.
Every Sunday, wherever you get podcasts.
So, guess what, Mother? This was our last review of our second year of podcasting!
Woohoo!
So the next episode coming at you guys is going to be our review of year two of Phantoms Gone Wrong. And yeah, it'll be fun.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll enjoy it. Hopefully you'll have fun. And we get some more stuff going on besides that, don't we? To be revealed soon.
To be revealed. Be great.
Yep.
All right. We love you, awesome nerds.
Talk to you later.
Bye.